This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pride Month. I know. Barf. We're going to talk about what's happening and where we're going as a country for Pride Month. It's the 78th anniversary of D-Day. Almost said 75th. We have that, Dan Bishop, a hilarious light in the mood, all that coming up on I'm Right. D-Day. Everyone knows what it is by now. Look, I'm going to get to all the Pride Month filth and all everything else. So just bear with me a moment. I think we should take a second because today is the 78th anniversary of D-Day, the landing on the beaches of Normandy. And everyone, you know, you've seen Saving Private Ryan. Or if not, you've seen the pictures and you've seen video and you know generally what happened there. But I realize some may not, especially with our garbage education system. Just a couple brief things. Remember, Hitler owned Europe at this time. We wanted a way into Europe at this time. They always knew it was going to be costly, and there was arguments. You know, which way do you go in? Down through the south, up through the north? Where do you go? They decided Normandy was the place. So we did a bunch of different things trying to fool Hitler, and a lot of this worked. We set up fake tanks, inflatable tanks and things like that, making him think that it was going to be a different place and whatnot. But finally, the day came and our guys went in, and I just can't even imagine that kind of bravery. I can't even imagine the kind of bravery involved in driving into a beach where there are concrete pillboxes with machine guns already trained at the exact place where you're getting off. I mean, we lost whole boats. You realize that? There are some units, depending on which sector, there were, I believe, five or six different sectors of the beach. In some sectors, we would lose entire boats. They drop the ramp, boom, 20 men gone, dead like that. It's crazy bravery. So respect to all those guys on D-Day, all right? Now we have to move on from the good stuff to the ugly stuff. It's time for This Week in Wokeism. Before we get into what happened in Dallas, and I have a lot to say about what happened in Dallas, there is some good news out there. Now, I'm specifically talking about an alternative brand of entertainment. There are people, there are organizations on the right, there are several now, who are coming up with better music and, more importantly, better movie options. This will inevitably move into television as well. And remember, entertainment is not small. It is a big part of society. It is a cultural pillar. People get their values from entertainment. You can say they shouldn't, that's fine, but what goes in your eyes and your ears will inevitably come out of your mouth. That's what it is. My friend Matt Walsh, he works for the Daily Wire. No, I don't work for the Daily Wire, but he works for the Daily Wire. And he has a movie out right now. Don't worry, we're going to have Matt on Wednesday of this week to talk about it. But he has a movie out right now called What is a Woman? Where he goes around and interviews a bunch of people and has this discussion. And look, one of the most effective ways to counter communism is simply to shine a light on communism. Look at this.
Male gametes. That's what makes me male.
No, your sperm don't make you male.
Then what does?
It's a constellation.
In reality, in truth, okay?
Whose truth are we talking about?
The same truth that says we're sitting in this room right now, you and I.
No, you're not listening.
If I see a chicken laying eggs and I say that's a female chicken laying eggs, did I assign female, or am I just observing a physical reality that's happening in the world?
Does a chicken have gender identity? Does a chicken cry?
Well,
does a chicken commit suicide? Let's frame it. Because you're talking, you're trying.
A chicken has sex like any biological organism.
A chicken has an assigned gender, but a chicken doesn't have a gender identity.
So we assign female to chickens when they lay eggs?
We assume they're female if they lay eggs.
What? Now, this is the most amazing part of that. And like I said, we'll have Matt on Wednesday to talk about this. Amazing is probably not the right word. Disheartening is probably more what I'm going for. You sat and watched that, and you're thinking, who is this nutball? This woman's insane. Well, what street corner did they dig this woman off of? I know what you're thinking. Well, that woman's probably down on the corner right now with 10 masks on her face and holding up some stupid sign, waving it. That human being is a dean at Brown University, one of, if not the top universities in the United States of America. See, this is the problem, and this is going to lead me right into Dallas here in a second, but this is the problem we have now, and it's a huge societal problem, and it's going to be very, very difficult to fix. We have to fix it, but it's going to be very difficult to fix. Are insane people, like that woman right there, certifiably insane, maybe you're comfortable calling her evil, whatever you want, that person's a nutball, whatever you want to call her, she's a nutball, right? She's not on the street corners. Our insanity is now institutionalized insanity. She has a high-level position at an elite university. That doctor who's about to operate on your wife, who taught him medicine? What do they believe about medicine? CEOs, senators, presidents, they're all going through these elite institutions now where they're being taught insanity by insane people. We are quite literally living out the phrase, the inmates are running the asylum. That's what we've become as a nation. That human being is not on a street corner. You're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to send your child to be educated by that person. Which brings me to something else. There was a disgusting event going on in Dallas, Texas over the weekend. It's called Drag the Kids to Pride. I am not going to play very much of this for you. We've had a talk just as a staff. We've had a talk about this. And since this stuff is clearly going to be in the news a lot, right, with all these trans and drag and all this other crap, we want to show it to you. I want you to see. You know, you're a busy person. You're working. You come here so we can tell you what we've seen. But I also understand that kids watch this show. And even if kids aren't watching, families sitting down. I mean, maybe you just had dinner. This stuff is so gross, we want to show it. We don't know how to show how much, or we don't know how much to show. So we've decided this one, you know, short, 10 seconds or so. This is just a little clip of the Drag the Kids to Pride event. Well, where should we begin? I mean, honestly, my real horror isn't at the dancers. My real horror is those were parents in there who brought their children in. See that one little kid with green hair? Little girl, drag performer takes her hand. And honestly, genuinely asking, what chance do those kids have at a normal life? If you have parents who are such deranged lunatics, they'll find a drag event in town and take you to it and let you dance with the drag queen from, I mean, at the age of 5 or 6, what chance does that kid have? None. That kid is given no chance whatsoever. None. You talk about institutionalized. Maybe I should have expanded beyond academia and the medical world. This is institutionalized in homes. Homes are pushing this stuff. I'm a father. You a parent? If you're not, maybe you will be one day, and I'll tell you something. As a father, one of my biggest fears, I don't have a lot, I'm not an anxious person, but one of my biggest fears in life is passing on the bad parts of me down to my sons. I know I've got a bunch. I don't want to give it to them. What kind of sick freak parent takes their bad things and purposely crams it down their child's throat? Where are we as a country when that's happening? And I'll say something else. Where are we as a country when we allow that to happen? How is it permitted that children are allowed in a place to see that stuff? How are parents allowed to drag their children into a bar to see that stuff? Every single person in that place, the performers and the parents, should be in jail right now awaiting trial. Every single one of them. We have to start taking much more aggressive action against these people. Clearly, they're not going to stop. And believe me when I tell you, sorry to get sidetracked here. I'll get to the cops here in a second. They're not going to stop. I know you're looking around right now, just like I'm looking around right now, in horror at what has happened to your society. And you look around and you think, this is the bottom. What a bunch of freaks. What's happened to us? That's what you're saying right now. And that's what I'm saying right now. And we're dead wrong. This is not a bottom. They don't have a bottom. Less than 10 years. Probably less than 5, but less than 10 years, pedophilia will be normalized at the highest levels of our society. Mark my words. Mr. Producer, write it down, please. Less than 10 years. They'll teach it at places like Harvard. It's just a choice you can make. It's a normal thing. Your doctor, your psychiatrist, well, it's perfectly normal to want a 10-year-old. You're grossed out, I'm grossed out too. Believe me when I tell you they're not done. And they won't stop there either, because they'll never stop until they're stopped. Now, by the grace of God, we did have some people who were mad enough about this stuff to push back. Should they have pushed back or should they not have pushed back? We had people on the right who showed up. We owe them a thank you, because they're the reason you even have that video to watch and see what's going on. So we do owe them a thank you. But here's a little video for you. What you're going to see here is one of the guys who was protesting the drag event, didn't like it there. But you're going to catch the part of the video where he's simply walking away, walking down the sidewalk, trying to leave the event. You'll see him surrounded by masked turbo freaks, and you're going to focus on that. But I don't want you to focus on that. I want you to focus towards the end of the video. I want you to focus on the Dallas Police Department. And I want you to see who they were concerned about, because we're about to have a little talk.
Get out of the way.
Calm down. You got the right to be upset.
I got the right to walk down the street.
Okay, do me a favor. Back up and set off a property.
A property she put it above my foot.
Get off it.
We might go on.
Get off my foot. You're on that.
Get off the flag.
Get off my foot.
Now, can I continue to walk down the damn street?
Did you want to keep going?
I'm planning to keep walking down the damn street.
I'm there walking with them.
Enjoy your foot.
All right, let's have a talk. I know you're upset about the direction of the country. I'm upset about the direction of the country. I get it. Whatever anger you feel, I get it. And I know you may feel tempted to go to the next big protest in some blue urban hellhole. And don't think because Dallas is in Texas, it's red. Texas's cities are blue just like every other big city is blue. Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, Austin, they're all blue. They're all blue. You do what you want. You be an anti-communist in the way that suits you. I will just tell you personally, I will never attend a counter-protest of any kind, in a blue city anymore. It is time to change your mindset. You have to, including about big city cops. You saw who they harassed. Were they worried about the masked turbo freaks trying to prevent a man from walking down the sidewalk? Nope. They surrounded the guy on the right. They serve far left masters in blue urban hellholes like Dallas. If you choose to be a counter-protester in these types of places, you don't have any friends. None. The cops aren't on your side. The judges won't be on your side. The district attorney won't be on your side. They're going to pull up your Facebook page with your Trump hat on, and you're going to get the book thrown at you. Now, if you were a Black Lives Matter protester, you'd be fine. You're not. You do what you want to do with your life and your freedom. But understand, when you cross that line, when you cross that line going from normal red America into some blue hellhole like Dallas, and you choose to become politically active in that place, understand every single part of the government system in that place, including law enforcement, they're all against you. Do what you want. Look, institutionalized, this crap is everywhere now. But look, you enjoy some Pizza Hut? You like going to Pizza Hut? Pizza Hut's out there trying to sell books to teach kids how to become a transvestite drag performer. I'm not making that up. Still gonna order that extra slice tonight? How about Oreos? I've talked to you before. You like Oreos? I live and die for Oreos, or at least I used to. Here you go.
You're too beautiful to hide.
I'll march with you.
To be exactly who you are. The world needs more of that.
Thank you for being here.
I wish you love, peace, and light.
You are love.
Still gonna enjoy those Oreos? Or can you maybe make a different cookie choice? Look, hurts me too. And look, lastly, I'll finish it up with this. The NFL. Still watching the NFL? Believe me, you don't love football more than I love football. I've told you for years, for my entire life, really, all Sunday, every Sunday, all day, gridiron, baby. I was a huge New York Giants fan. I haven't watched in 3 or 4 years because I'm done supporting people who spit in my face and dump on my country every chance they get. Still enjoying that football, though? Was the Colin Kaepernick Black Lives Matter stuff not enough for you? Well, maybe this will finally be a line. The Carolina Panthers have a new cheerleader. Woohoo! Except it's a trans cheerleader. Still gonna head out to that Panthers game. Love you, Carolina! Or are we gonna start being more purposeful with where we spend and don't spend our money, huh? All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. Representative Dan Bishop is going to join us next, talk about this gun control legislation coming through Congress. Before we get to that, let's talk about health insurance and putting your money where your morals are. Where do you have your health insurance? Is it One Share Health? If it's not One Share Health, your insurance company is probably doing this exact stuff. Look, don't take my word for it. Whoever your health insurance company is, look them up right now and look up what they're doing for Pride Month. You done with that? One Share Health is a faith-based insurance company. They're so passionate about doing the right thing, 5% of your monthly every month goes to our veterans struggling with PTSD. Great options, great prices. Go to my.oneshareHealth.com/Kelly, promo code Jesse Kelly. That gets you $75 off your enrollment fee. Go today. We'll be back.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
Enough of your thoughts and prayers. Enough. Enough. You will not stop us from advancing the Protecting Our Kids Act today. You will not stop us from passing it in the House next week, and you will not stop us there. If the filibuster obstructs us, we will abolish it. If the Supreme Court objects, we will expand it. And we will not rest until we have taken weapons of war out of circulation in our communities.
Wow, that sounds all very sane to me. Joining me now, Congressman Dan Bishop, one of the good ones, North Carolina. Congressman, okay, can you please just tell me that guy's a wing nut and they're not going to be abolishing filibusters and passing this stupid bill?
Boy, I wish I could tell you that, Jesse. I think the thing about Mondaire Jones is he says out loud what it took 9.5 hours to reveal from any number of other Democrats. You have David Cicilline from Rhode Island saying, spare me the bullshit about constitutional rights. You know, it went on and on. So, no, I was pleased and appreciated the fact that he told us who he was, but he is not alone.
Yeah, maybe we should applaud his honesty. By the way, that David Cicilline had another great little bite. I'll play it for you here. I'm sure you heard it in person.
I don't think there is a single incident, and maybe there's one, but I've not found one, of an assailant using an assault weapon that was stopped by a person with a gun. And maybe there's one of the thousands and thousands and thousands of shootings.
Congressman, now, I don't know that guy personally, and this is generally not an insult at all, but what he just said is an obvious lie. It takes 5 seconds on your phone and you would figure out that that is a lie, and yet he said it. Is he a liar? Does he only watch CNN and lives in a world of make-believe? Is he, and I have a hard time believing this, is he just an evil person? How can you say things that are easily verifiable lies?
Thomas Massie from Kentucky responded to that by reading off a list of events, and everybody in the country knows that the woman in West Virginia had stopped a shooter with an AR-15 just a week before. That was one of probably 25 or 30 cases that Thomas read off. If David Cicilline was embarrassed about his error, he didn't come back and say, my goodness, my mistake, I was totally wrong, so you can draw your own conclusions. Look, the Democratic Party as a whole, and certainly everyone on the House Judiciary Committee, does not want Americans to have to keep and bear arms. It's just that simple. And they've made it really clear. They've told us who they are. The only question is how Republicans will react to that. As for me, I'm not joining in the gun grabbers. I'm not going to give them any ground.
Why do they want them so bad? Because, Congressman, I'll be honest with you. I can't help but question their motivations, because you can bring up all the facts in the world about all the shootings in high gun control areas and whatnot, and the fact after fact after fact can be presented to these people, and yet they still push forward as if the facts don't exist. So do they just want to disarm us for a different reason?
You know, Jesse, I actually follow you pretty closely, and one of the things you make the point about often is you got to know who you're up against. You've got to get a real feel for it. This is not adjusting things at the margin. It's not about, they use the phrase common sense gun regulation, but over and over they have demonstrated that they're hostile to the idea that the Second Amendment confers an individual right to keep and bear arms, as fundamental to American democracy and freedom as that has been. But that's not it. We're 2 weeks following their disinformation board and all the other stuff about that, where they're antagonistic to the First Amendment. They think people need to be stymied and shut up so that they can't speak out, because they think the conclusions that will be drawn will be adverse to the implications for their power. They're against the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment of due process for red flag laws. They don't care about the Bill of Rights. They're not. They're trying to move, transform the nation fundamentally. They believe they need unabated, exclusive power to do that.
Good grief. Well, obviously, Supreme Court news today, and I do have to play you an exchange that may look familiar with you and one of these pro-abortion nut jobs.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
My favorite part of that, by the way, Congressman, was when you just gave her the, okay. But setting that aside, I'm not worried, honestly, about that nut job there. I'm not worried about that. Everyone can look at that and know that person's crazy. My concern, Congressman, is that this stuff is now being taught at the highest levels in our country. You go to Harvard, Yale, Brown, Stanford, Princeton. Insanity like that is now taught to our nation's future leaders, CEOs and senators and congressmen. Our future leaders are now educated in things that are simply insane. How do we overcome that?
It's interesting, Jesse. If you look at the disorder that leads to mass shootings, I think huge amounts of it comes from the chaos in our society that has been the project of the left to push. I think one thing that we've seen a lot of our institutions, maybe close to all of them, captured and turned against us by people who do not have the interests of the American people at heart. I think what you're beginning to see, and what I see everywhere I go, is that Americans are fed up. They are coming big time in November. And I think, by the way, they're not going to have a lot of patience with Republicans who are afraid of their own shadow. They expect change to be made, and it's a culture war, and we're having to fight it. But when you look at the stuff about the drag shows for children, and they're just ubiquitous, they're everywhere. As one example, I'm not, and it's going way past that as soon as you blink your eyes. So it's time to respond and to recognize we're fighting for the very survival of our country's culture. And as for me, we're going to fight it out. I'm not going to give up on America.
Amen. Go get them, sir. Congressman Dan Bishop, please keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Jesse. Good to be with you.
All right. FBI back in the news. Not in a great way either. Talk about that here in a second. Before we get to that, let's talk about something that might be a little bit helpful to you right now. It is June. I am aware that you wake up probably every day and probably have the sniffles, and you lean over and you check your phone and you're looking for the pollen count. You ready to get rid of allergies? I'm not selling you pills or anything like that. You ready to get rid of allergies? Get 3 Eden Pure air purifiers. I keep 3 in my home. I guess you can get one, but they have a deal on 3. Put one in your room, put one in your living area, one in either your kid's room or another room in the house. You'll smell how clean your air is. It doesn't cover up odors. It takes them out of the air. Gone. It fixed my allergies. I don't even own allergy medication anymore. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse, and that gets you $200 off a 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse. We'll be back. What's the most dangerous thing happening in America today? Look, if you watch the show, you know the answer. I hope you got the answer. The administrative state turning against its own citizens, turning against the country. It's the most dangerous thing happening in the country. It's actually much more dangerous than even inflation, the border, anything else, and all those things matter a lot. I'm not putting those things down. But the administrative state of this country turning its guns against the right and becoming the shield of the Democratic Party is something that is going to lead to things that I can't even tell you about. You want to know where it leads? Go look at other despotic regimes from East Germany to the Soviet Union to so many more I could name, and go take a look at who was actually doing all the murderous things. It was never that dictator in charge. He always had a federal police arm who would handle his business for him. If you have a federal police arm that is now the weaponized arm of the Democratic Party, you are in a country that is in dire, dire straits right now. The January 6th sham idiocy committee is still going on. I have no idea what they still think they're getting out of this. Maybe they think they're intimidating their political opponents. I mean, who wouldn't be intimidated? They got Peter Navarro. Here was Peter. He's been on the show several times. If he looks familiar to you, here was Peter detailing how the FBI get him.
Instead of coming to my door where I live, which, by the way, is right next to the FBI, instead of calling me and say, hey, we need you down at court, we've got a warrant for you, I would have gladly come. What did they do? They intercepted me getting on the plane. And then they put me in handcuffs. They bring me here. They put me in leg irons. They stick me in a cell. By the way, just historical note, I was in John Hinckley's cell. They seem to think that that was like an important historical note. Okay? That's punitive. That what they did to me today violated the Constitution.
Of course he's right. Well, why do that then? Why go take him down on an airplane? They know it'll happen, right? Every single person will pull out their cell phone, they'll start recording it, and they know it'll happen. That's embarrassing for him. That's why they did it. This is the Federal Bureau of Investigation doing things purposely to intimidate enemies of the Democratic Party. I mean, we all remember Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Michael Sussman, just got off scot-free last week for lying to the FBI. No big deal, no charges pressed. Well, they pressed charges, I guess I should say, but he got off. Trump is obviously upset about it. He took to Truth Social and said our great trade genius, Professor Peter Navarro, was just handcuffed, shackled, and put in jail while the lowlights of the Antifa and BLM are allowed to rip off the public, roam free on the streets, kill people, and destroy our once great cities, all run by Democrats. When will this end? The American people will not stand for it much longer. Great patriotic heroes are being created every day. Fairness and justice must rule the day. And while I like that sentiment from the president, former president, I do have to point something out. I don't care how much this makes you angry. Christopher Wray is the current head of the FBI. Christopher Wray did not get appointed by President Joe Biden. He didn't even get appointed by Obama. That's a Trump appointee. Donald Trump was president of the United States of America when the FBI coordinated with CNN to do the same thing in 2019 to Donald Trump's friend Roger Stone, publicly embarrass him, you know, big old spectacle. And you know what Donald Trump did to the FBI after that as president of the United States? Nothing. Not a thing. We need more than statements. I'm sorry, I need to know who's going to do something. A public declaration of complaining about things is no longer doing something. We do something about this administrative arm or we are finished. But that made you uncomfortable. It's still right. All right. We have a panel coming up next. Dave Bratt. I know you love Dave Bratt. Nan Hayworth. Who doesn't love Nan Hayworth? Well, they're tag teaming today. We got a panel coming up. We're going to talk about Joe Biden, the economy, inflation, so many other things. Before we get to that, speaking of the administrative state, how your emails look? How those private messages look? Send any memes the FBI might not like? You understand the big tech giants are collecting and selling your data, right? You get that. There's a reason you're given a free email account. They collect and sell all that information. They know everything. Your enemies know everything. Go get a secure email account. S-E-K-U-R, secure. It's based in Switzerland. American laws cannot touch them or you. $7.50 a month with the promo code Jesse gets you a completely safe and secure email account. Secure.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
What? Joining me now to talk about the world of make-believe, two former members of Congress, of course, Nan Hayworth of the Independent Women's Forum, and Dave Bratt, he's now Dean of Business at Liberty University. Dave, I'm actually going to start with you here. We could say a lot of things and roll our eyes about Joe Biden saying something like that, but I actually just want to ask you about the political strategy of it. When people are hurting, they know prices suck, they know gas prices suck, they're financially hurting when they go buy groceries. Isn't it the dumbest political move in the world to just stand up and tell them, hey, you're doing great?
Yeah, I know you would think so, but I think they have to offer up, you know, just some semblance of something you can grasp onto. The stock market is going down. Families have lost 10 or 20% of their retirement. We're in the middle of a super bubble. The PE is at the highest it's ever been since the 01 crash, the dot-com bubble crash. It's beyond what it was in the 08 housing bubble. So we have that to look forward to. And then inflation is eating away at 10% of your spending, which is everything if you're a middle-class family. And so we're getting sacked. People are still living off the stimulus right there. That's all coming to an end. And today I read in the Wall Street Journal, people are starting to dip into their savings. So there's still, the consumer sentiment hasn't crashed yet. People are still living on borrowed time. But yeah, it's all a house of cards. The real economy is going to show its face, right? The thing built on working with capital and working with technology, and that gets you certain GDP growth, and that gets you certain income. That's the real economy. The rest of this, you know, funny money with the Fed, $9 trillion on the balance sheet of the Fed and $30 trillion in debt, has propped up this fantasy, as you said. But reality is coming at us hard, and Russia and China are looking and laughing.
Man, I look at all the destruction right now. I mean, let's set the COVID lockdown stuff aside for a moment, but all the destruction that's taken place under Biden, and it all seems so intentional. Now, I happen to be a much meaner person than you are, Nan, but I look at this stuff and it looks intentional. It looks like they're trying to drive up the cost of gas. It looks like they want the border open. It yes. looks like the intentional destruction of a country, but you're a nice person. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong, Jesse. You're right. That's why your show is called It Right. No, you are exactly right. I have come to that conclusion as well, Jesse. I'm 62 years old. I grew up in America in the 60s and 70s. We had the Vietnam War. We had a lot of racial tensions. We had many troubles, including, of course, stagflation in the 70s. But it never felt this way. Those other troubles, I would say some of them were due to long overdue things we needed to correct. Vietnam was a series of very bad decisions, obviously, but this does feel as though someone is literally, let's put it this way, if they weren't literally trying to bring us down, if they were, this is what they would do, whether or not it's intentional. But I it's hard to resist. When we see what happened at the top levels of the Obama administration against the American citizenry, abusing the power of government in every way they could, in the IRS, the DOJ, the FBI, not just against the Trump campaign, but against American citizens. I have no faith in these institutions anymore. I do not give them automatic credence. Americans across the board are starting to realize that. And this is the source, one of the sources, of course, of this mood of anger, frustration, fear, and depression.
Dave, you are, as I pointed out before, the dean of business, so you know a lot more about the economy than I will, and you just brought up these bubbles that may pop. If we have a bubble that's going to pop, and I believe we have one that's going to pop big time, what does that look like for the normal human being? Somebody's watching right now, a bunch of people are watching right now, and they want to know, well, what does that look like for me? What does it mean to me? What does a bubble pop mean, Dave?
Yeah, well, the bubble pop is just going to be the signal from the markets, but we're already seeing, right, the supply chains being decimated. We're losing baby formula. Africa is going to experience a famine. That's what it's going to look like abroad. Here, we're going to get back to a real economy, which is going to be shrinking in size, contractionary. So this nice little poof in the labor markets we've had, where it's hard to find labor, that's going to go bye-bye. People are going to have a hard time finding jobs. So I would encourage anybody looking at retirement or thinking you got enough in your assets right now, hang tough with that job, get the kids skilled up, get yourself jobs with benefits. Prices, inflation is a monetary phenomenon. So we might, you might be peaking maybe, but it's the duration is going to be with us for quite a while still. There's a couple year lag built in there. So those high prices are around to stay. For you and your family, the government debt is coming due. The Fed is going to raise interest rates, and so your tax payments are going to have to go up while you're trying to get by on 10% higher food prices. So there is no pleasant news that you know, you shouldn't get in the ditch in the first place. You shouldn't ruin every institution that Americans hold dear. It's an assault, like Nan said, on the Judeo-Christian system and everything that goes with it. Freedom, you can just look across the board. The Judeo-Christian piece is serious, and I hope it offers people some hope. That's why I'll end on that. But just look at who's arrayed against us that's not in that tradition, right? China, Russia, not Davos, not men and women versus not men and women. I mean, you can just go right down the list, border versus no border, down the list of things that are aligned with the values and virtues we hold dear.
Please, go ahead, Nan.
Well, Jesse, of course, and you say it all the time, and you're right. Two things. Number one, we are fighting literally the communists. That's certainly the shorthand for all of the people who put their faith in government because they know that government, with its unique ability to use lethal force against the citizens, that is what defines government. It can use lethal force against us. So all of the so-called globalists, you know, the big investment concerns, I hate to sound conspiratorial, but they're all going to turn out fine. They're all going to come out fine. And Dave and I saw it in Congress. We all got lobbied by all these big entities that do great when government is burgeoning, but it's the independent Americans who want to make their own way who suffer. It is that spirit of independence, and that's why they're targeting the United States. That's why they want America, because we are the last bastion of individual freedom. And if they can take away our First Amendment rights, which they're working very hard at doing, take away our Second Amendment rights, which of course they think they're on the verge of doing, you know, it's Katie bar the door.
Amen.
Dave, Nan, actually, I'm gonna go to both of you on this. I'll let Dave have the first word on it, and then we're going to finish up this thing with Nan. Is there any way to stop this spending? Because this is what happens. We complain about the spending, and you two have always been great about this. But there's no answer, right? Or it doesn't seem like there's an answer. The only answer you ever get is, well, send better people to Congress. And I know that's a solution, but we're always seemingly sending better people to Congress, and it never, ever ends. We spend huge money under Trump. And then it just continues under Biden.
Yep.
Where's the stop?
Yeah, I'll be quick so Nan can weigh in. The stop is Kevin McCarthy and the head of the Senate, McConnell, need to lay it down, shut down everything, shut down every committee, shut down everything. Just make it real simple and focus on one issue. And I think spending is the one to do it on. Just lay it down. Say we're not going to move forward until we sign off on this insanity and funding wars that are just going to go on forever, along with all the usual spending. So just lay it all on the line, shut it all down until the Dems agree and publicize the daylights out of that issue. We don't have any leadership in D.C. right now out on the TVs. It's just conspicuously absent.
You know,
Dan, last word is yours.
Strangely, I think this Biden occupation and this disaster that we see happening between his administration and the Democrat-led Congress may actually get us closer to our goal than we might otherwise have been. We may be hitting rock bottom or as close to it as we can get without one hopes the whole thing collapsing. But the only way, honestly, Jesse, is to have a better electorate. The American people have, in essence, been given the keys to a Ferrari, and most of them don't know how to drive. And they don't understand the Constitution anymore. They don't understand physics. They don't understand economics in all too great a proportion of American citizens, including the so-called highly educated. They're among the worst. So we need a better educated public. You are at the forefront of educating that public, and I thank you for it.
Appreciate you both very much. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
See you, Nan.
All right. We have a light in the mood next. How about a return to manhood in this country? That'll be sweet. Oh, by the way, are you a First TV supporter yet? You should be. Sign up. You get access to all of our specials, all kinds of on-demand stuff. Go to thefirsttv.com/support and sign up. Oh, and you know I have a radio show, right? Every night I do 3 hours of radio. You can watch me do it now. They set up a camera in here. You can watch me do the radio show. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse. Watch me do some radio. We'll be back. Don't you miss a time in this country when men were men, right? And what's more American? What's more manly American than a cowboy? You see, a cow got loose, and when a cow gets loose, you can't send out one of these little soy boy people. You have to go get yourself a cowboy. It's time to lighten the mood. Sit back and enjoy.
Get him, get him, get him, get him. Down him, down him.
Yes! Yes!
Are you on there? You got him, you got him, you got him.
Woohoo!
That is awesome. Now, get the hinds. Get the hinds. All right, get off the horse. Get off the horse.
That's awesome. I'll see you tomorrow.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.